Akira.
He's got clout.
This is from Friedrich Nietzsche. Now, of course, you probably know that he was the philosopher who announced the death of God. What he meant by that was that the fundamental metaphysics that underlie Western culture had lost their foundation. And that the consequence of that would be the disintegration of the idea of value itself. Especially a value hierarchy. He thought of the inevitable consequence of that, or one of the inevitable consequences of that, a dramatic move towards a doctrine of radical equality. See, because if value itself is destroyed, that value distinction between things, so that not one thing is not any better than another, then there's no reason for hierarchies of virtue or of value. And so the equality doctrine is a logical outcome. So here's what he wrote about that.
Behold, this is the whole of the tarantula. Do you want to see the tarantula itself? Here hangs its web. Touch it so that it trembles. There it comes willingly. Welcome, tarantula. Your triangle and symbol sits black on your back. And I also know what sits in your soul. Revenge sits in your soul. Wherever you bite, black scabs grow. Your poison makes the soul whirl with revenge. Thus I speak to you in a parable. You who make souls whirl. You preachers of equality. To me you are tarantulas and secretly vengeful. But I shall bring your secrets to light. Therefore I laugh in your faces. My laughter of the heights. Therefore I tear at your webs, that your rage may lure you out of your lie holes, and your revenge may leap out from behind your word. Justice. For that man be delivered from revenge, that is for me the bridge to the highest hope, and a rainbow after long storms. The tarantulas, of course, would have it otherwise. What justice means to us is precisely that the world be filled with the storms of our revenge. Thus they speak to each other. We shall wreak vengeance and abuse on all whose equals we are not. Thus do the tarantula hearts vow. And will to equality shall henceforth be the name for virtue. And against all that has power, we want to raise our clamor. You preachers of equality, the tyrannomania of impotence clamors thus out of you for equality. Your most secret ambitions to be tyrants thus shroud themselves in words of virtue. Aggrieved conceit, repressed envy, perhaps the conceit and envy of your fathers, erupt from you as a flame and as the frenzy of revenge. What was silent in the father speaks in the son. And I often found the son, the unveiled secret of the father. They are like enthusiasts, but it is not the heart that fires them, but revenge. And when they become elegant and cold, it is not the spirit, but envy that makes them elegant and cold. Their jealousy leads them even on the paths of thinkers, and this is the sign of their jealousy. They always go too far. So their weariness must in the end lie down to sleep in the snow. Tarantulas. Tarantulas. Out of every one of their complaints sounds revenge. In their praise there is always a sting. And to be a judge seems bliss to them. But thus I counsel you, my friends, mistrust all in whom the impulse to punish is powerful. They are people of a low sort and stock, the hangman and the bloodhound. 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 Look out of their faces. Mistrust all who talk much of their justice. Verily, their souls lack more than honey. And when they call themselves the good and the just, do not forget that they would be Pharisees if only they had power. My friends, I do not want to be mixed up and confused with others. Some preach my doctrine of life and are at the same time preachers of equality and tarantulas. Although they are sitting in their holes, these poisonous spiders with their backs turned on life, they speak in favor of life, but only because they wish to hurt.
I do not wish to be mixed up and confused with these preachers of equality.